You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome to Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com with certified financial planner Hans Scheil, best-selling author and financial planner helping families finish well for over 40 years. On Finishing Well, we'll examine both biblical and practical knowledge to assist families in finishing well, including discussions on managing Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes. Now, let's get started with Finishing Well.
Boy, do we have a treat for you today on Finishing Well with certified financial planner Hans Scheil. He is live on location in Dallas, Texas at the Ed Slott Convention. Oh, my goodness. This is huge, isn't it, Hans?
Well, it is, and I come out twice a year, and I'm part of Ed Slott's Master Elite Advisor Group, which is something where you're just making it a big commitment, and we're going to spend 2.5 days twice a year studying IRAs with Ed Slott Live and all the group that he brings out, and it's very educational and it's full of wisdom.
Yeah, he is like America's expert on IRAs. He's a CPA, and so really this is a really expensive program for you, but you've committed to it for years.
Well, I have. I mean, I'd heard about it for years, and, you know, I think he still charges about the same money. Ed Slott charges $2,000 to come to a 2-day program for professionals to teach you everything you want to know about IRAs and really the application of them, or the application of the knowledge in a financial planning practice. I mean, there's a bunch of financial planners like me here. There's estate planning attorneys that are here. There's tax attorneys that are here. There's insurance agents. So there's a whole mix of people. And that $2,000 thing just is the same thing over and over and over again. I mean, he updates it. But then beyond that, you can sign up to be one of his groupies, which I am. And, you know, when we're committed all year long, and we're on webinars, and we're studying, and I mean, I guess it wouldn't be, we're a bunch of nerds that I'm not sure this program would be as interesting as it is to me, to just the general public, but it's really cool. And so we come out here, make the commitment, and I'm just excited to hear everything that he has to say and teach us.
So when I thought about this for today's show, I couldn't help but think about Proverbs 4. And interestingly, I read this in the Message version of the Bible. And so now, as you, our listeners, are thinking about what it is that Hans is doing and what we're going to find out today in today's show, think about what Proverbs 4 says. This is verses 3 through 9 in the Message. And think about this from a standpoint of, this is Solomon talking about his dad, which we know is King David, and his mother, which we know was Bathsheba. So here he goes. When I was a boy at my father's knee, the pride of joy of my mother, he would sit me down and drill me. Take this to heart. Do what I tell you and live. Sell everything and buy wisdom. Forage for understanding. Don't forget one word. Don't deviate an inch. Never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eye on you. Above all and before all, do this. Get wisdom. Write this at the top of your list. Get understanding. Throw your arms around her. Believe me, you won't regret it. Never let her go. She'll guard your life. Oh, man. I mean, what Solomon was saying is that when you come across some wisdom somewhere, this stuff is the stuff that brings life. And I don't want anybody to think that this isn't about the Bible, that this isn't about Jesus. That's the wisdom that's clearly Solomon is describing here. But from a practical standpoint, when you find somebody in your profession that has wisdom that actually can give life to other people, because these are critical matters for people that are in the midst of tremendous suffering, right, Hans? Like the one family you're dealing with right now that came from the radio show, we need this wisdom for such a time as this.
Oh, we do. And these folks, you know, I would like everybody to keep this gentleman in their prayers, is that they're facing a ALS diagnosis on him at 63 years old, and they're going to get that confirmed in the next week or so. But it pretty much looks like he has it. And it's very serious. And there, the lady in the family, she has gone through this with her mother. That's how I met her a year ago. They were listening to the radio show, and they knew they needed help with mothers in assisted living, and they needed some help. And I met with them a year ago, and we really weren't able to do much for them other than guide them. But anyhow, she called me up quickly, and she said, you know, we're facing this, and I'm really concerned about things, and I'm going to be taking over matters, and could we meet with you? And I met with them very quickly, and we spent a couple of hours this week. And come to find out, I didn't find this out a year ago, is he's a CPA by trade, and he has some dementia that's set in, but he's still sharp and knows his tax stuff, and he's facing this awful diagnosis, and they're very, very, very much committed Christians, and they know that this is in God's hands, and, you know, sitting with me, they really want to work out the money of this, and specifically around, they don't want to spend all his money for their money, and most of their money is in an IRA in his name, because he's the main breadwinner, and they're facing, she can see that they're going to have to pay for some care to help her, and probably some substantial care, and you know, they don't want to spend all their savings, and they're worried about it. And then, you know, I pointed out to her that I'm worried about, you know, more than that is their apprehension about spending the savings on care and getting some help of her getting run down.
Yeah, and that's huge. And so just a couple things you learned from Ed Slott immediately come into play about life insurance and what it could be used for long-term care, as well as the I and IRA.
Well, yeah. I mean, so you know, one of the things that Ed Slott talks about, he doesn't sell life insurance, he doesn't, you know, but he's talking about it all the time, and he's explaining it, is that life insurance proceeds are tax-free. And this gentleman is a CPA. I mean, the first thing I did when I was in there, I should say it's the first thing, but as I'm poking around and just kind of getting all their documents and looking at all the thing, does he have any life insurance? Does the mister here have life insurance? And, you know, lucky enough, he does. He's got a $200,000 policy through the Association of CPAs. And I'm thinking that's wonderful because, you know, with this horrible diagnosis, he's not going to be around in, you know, anywhere from 2 to 7, 8 years. And, you know, that's very unfortunate. He's going to pass away, but, you know, he's very concerned about leaving his wife and, you know, and what's going to happen to her after all this. And she's very concerned about spending the money on care, and so she's going to wind up doing all. And so I pointed out to them, I said, well, this $200,000, did you know that that's tax-free? He has a CPA. He didn't know that. He was astonished by that. I said, oh, yeah, she's going to get that payment after you pass away, and there's going to be no taxes due. And I just, you know, I didn't necessarily learn that from Ed Slott. I've always known that, but Ed Slott certainly pointed it out to me, and I was not aware, you know, just how many people just don't know that.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think you knew that, did you, Robbie?
Oh, no. When I began doing this program, you know, here's the deal. As I think about, you know, King Solomon and his wisdom, I mean, the nice thing is we're not having to sell everything to get this wisdom, or we don't even have to put in $2,000 and fly to Dallas, Texas. We get it for F-R-E-E free. But the other thing that you just taught me, you know, about this show is that the I stands for individual. So this IRA that he has is not a family IRA that necessarily would be, you know, until he actually passes away. In the meantime, this is an IRA, individual retirement account.
This is his money. Yeah. And so he's going to need, in his later stages of ALS, he's going to need that power of attorney. But they've already done the legal work, which is nice, that empowers her to make withdrawals from his IRA, which we absolutely are going to be doing to pay for care. And I'm not talking about medical care that Medicare or group insurance or whatever is going to pay for. I'm talking about people coming into the home and helping with his activities of daily living, which she's going to be doing a lot of, but she's also going to start functioning as a nurse at some point here. And she has got to hire some people to come in and do this, or she's going to end up sick too. And she knows that. And what I was able to do is I would say, look, we can spend up to $200,000 of this IRA money that's in his name on his care to hire a home health care agency. They don't have long-term care insurance. And, so we can spend this money, and we need to spend it wisely, but yet we need to, you know, when the time's appropriate to give her a break or to do the heavy lifting here, we need to hire some people, and that's expensive. It's $20-25 an hour. Yeah. So they're if you're between 59.5 and 70.5, Ed Flock calls that the penalty-free zone, meaning if you made a withdrawal before 59.5 out of your IRA, you're going to have to pay a 10% penalty plus tax. And if you are older than 70.5 and you don't withdraw the right amount, then you're going to pay a penalty for not withdrawing. But if you're between 59.5 and 70.5, all you have to do is pay the tax on withdrawals. And that didn't look pretty, very pretty to him as a, you know, as a CPA, but I explained to him that long-term care expenses, home health care expenses, are tax deductible. So we kind of went through the gyrations of that. So if we draw in a year, we draw out $100,000 to pay for care, sure, that's going to create a big tax bill, but then we're going to be able to deduct if we spend $100,000 on medical expenses, is essentially what they are. There's going to be a pretty much of an offset there. And his biggest fear and her biggest fear is we're going to draw down this IRA paying for his care. And that's a rational thing because most of their savings is in an IRA, but yet we're going to, that money's going to get replaced with the life insurance benefit that's going to come tax-free.
Oh, I hate to jump in here, but I have to. For those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, you know, we're talking about the wisdom of Solomon for FREE-free. You can find this worry. It's on IRAs, essentially, and it's one of the seven worries the seven worries tab at cardinalguide.com. Or you can just get the whole book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, there at the website cardinalguide.com. Hans, we got to go to a break. We've got too much stuff here from too much wisdom. We'll be right back.
Hans and I would love to take our show on the road to your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Here's a chance for you to advance the kingdom through financial resources by leveraging Hans' expertise in qualified charitable contributions, veterans' aid and attendance, IRAs, Social Security, Medicare, and long-term care. Just go to cardinalguide.com and contact Hans to schedule a live recording of Finishing Well at your church, Sunday school, Christian, or civic group. Contact Hans at cardinalguide.com. That's cardinalguide.com.
Welcome back to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. Today's show, we're talking about selling everything you got and get wisdom and understanding. Hans is live, actually, at the Ed Slott Conference there in Dallas, Texas, gaining, again, more wisdom to be able to share with us. We don't, those of us who don't have to sell anything to get it, Hans is doing that and then providing it. Because, you know, at this time of our lives, you know, understanding all these different implications that Ed Slott teaches is just phenomenally helpful. And one of the ones he always teaches, as I recall, Hans, is to check those beneficiary forms. And clearly that would be something this couple needs to do right now.
Absolutely. I mean, when people do retirement planning, let's get out every beneficiary designation you have. And by the way, you might not even know where there's a beneficiary designation. So when your clients come in to meet with us, we get them all out on life insurance policies and specifically on IRA. If it doesn't have a beneficiary designation, it's not an IRA. Okay, so I have people say, oh, I don't think there's a beneficiary. Oh, there's one there. And if you got a 401k, there's one there. And we find many times people haven't kept those things updated. Okay, and that money, the money after you die, or whoever the account holder, when you die, that money is not going through the will. It's going straight to whoever it says on that beneficiary form. So they need to be right, and they need to be updated. And Ed Slott just goes over this and over this and over this and over this. So,
and the other thing, from what I understand, because you know we're talking about Ed Slott, and you know someday I hope I get to meet him because you know he clearly, from my standpoint, is sharing phenomenal wisdom that's going to help a lot of people finish well. But this, he says it rather forcefully, don't touch anything after somebody's passed away.
Yeah, I mean, and specifically as it gets to retirement accounts, which just happens to be where most people have a good chunk of their savings or their investments, and they're in an IRA. And he just, don't touch anything. I mean, if you could just hear him saying this, and I felt like he was speaking to you right after your father passed away. You were the executor, and you know, he's referring to how many people get this money that's in an IRA distributed after death. I mean, so when somebody passes away, the money's going to go to the beneficiary, but you don't want to just start distributing it till you really get somebody that knows what they're doing with IRAs to advise you. Because once you get the money out of the IRA, there's no putting it back, and the taxes are due whenever the money comes out, on the whole amount coming out. So, you know, we just have example after example where money gets distributed to the wrong person or to the right person, but they didn't want it distributed. They really would have preferred to have it transferred tax-free in a rollover. And when that's properly done, it can save a huge amount on taxes. And his whole point is that, you know, when his office gets notified that one of his clients has passed away, I mean, the message to the heirs is touch nothing and just don't touch the money until you can, you know, get with him or with somebody that knows what they're doing.
Another quote that you shared with me from Ed is, knowledge is only good if it's applied. CPAs are history teachers and financial planners look to the future. If we don't look at the history of people that didn't do their beneficiary forms or people that did touch their, you know, history is an amazing teacher, and we have the benefit of his history to help us plan for the future.
The point that he's making is, like when it comes to IRAs, the general advice of a CPA is only take the minimum distribution. I mean, just don't take any money out of your IRA because you're going to have to pay taxes on it. And that's just one of the points that he's making with this, but he doesn't necessarily agree with that. He's thinking that somebody's going to have to pay taxes on this sooner or later, and you don't want to have all this money where you got a big tax bill after death for your heirs, or maybe you do. You don't want to have all this money sitting in an IRA. You're just taking the minimums or taking nothing because you're under 70 and a half because you don't need it, and you're trying to avoid taxes, and your CPA saying, good job, you know, you don't have any taxes due on any withdrawals out of your IRA, and then all of a sudden you need $100,000, and you're going to have a huge tax bill because you've got all that money pent up in the IRA. So his whole point is, let's study this stuff, and then let's get it down to the individual. Let's learn about them, and then perhaps we can get on a systematic plan to get the money out of the IRA, pay the taxes, and get it over here in a non-taxable savings account.
You know, for people of our generation that enjoyed Woodstock, like Ed pointed out, you know, it's a whole different kind of LSD.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, he's a good entertainer, and he's playing this video because the anniversary of Woodstock was 50 years ago. And or just the anniversary was, the 50th anniversary was just last month. And, you know, those same people that are running around and dancing with the headbands and all that kind of stuff, they're now the people that are buying Medicare supplements and setting up long-term care insurance policies and trying to figure out how to pay taxes or not pay taxes on their IRAs. And it's just kind of funny when you think about it. And he said, he says, now the definition of LSD is lump sum distribution.
And so for those of us who weren't at Woodstock and weren't unfamiliar with Ed Slott, what is a lump sum distribution?
Well, it just lump sum distribution as opposed to a systematic distribution. I mean, it has some legal terminology. It is a legal term, or it's a institutional term where it's just you're taking out the money in a big hunk all at once, as opposed to taking out the money in little bits over time. That's what it looks. We don't use that word a lot, but people like us, we know what a lump sum distribution is in our vocabulary, and it's just kind of funny where he just finished the thing with a new definition of, you know, the acronym LSD.
Well, yeah, but also Ed was the one, I believe, who taught you about the charitable distribution that is so critical to the church.
Oh, it is, the QCD, Qualified Charitable Distribution. And, you know, it's for anybody that's over 70 and a half, and you have to take required minimum distributions from your IRA. A lot of people complain about these, and they complain about the taxes. And, you know, what I want to make clear is you can distribute money from your IRA, and you can distribute directly from your IRA to the church or any other qualified charity, and it never shows up on your tax return. I mean, that's just beautiful. I think if a lot of preachers knew about this, and, you know, steward ministers, ministers of stewardship really knew about this, they'd be having a seminar with the people, you know, the retirees of the church, explaining how they can
give
money to the church tax-free.
So when you hear that, now there's the wisdom, but, you know, what Solomon was learning from King David was, now you need understanding. So, okay, there's the wisdom. Now, how do I exactly do that so it benefits me? And my understanding is that I would take money out of my IRA to make my tithes this year, because it going directly to the church, I could take as a QCD, then have that other money that I would normally give to the tithe, even to put in a Roth IRA or something else like that.
Everything, most of what you said is right on the money, and don't try this at home. That's another Ed Slott thing. You know, I don't want you or somebody listening to the radio to go try to do a QCD on their own, and then they're all of a sudden going to end up with a taxable distribution. And so get professional help. But, you know, what it amounts to is let's just say this guy didn't have ALS and he was 70 and a half, or, you know, he's facing minimum distributions, or we'll put him out of the equation. Just somebody that's in this situation. We got to dot all our T's and dot all our I's and cross all our T's, and we got to get this thing done right, do the distribution directly, and then we've got maybe have to educate them on filling out the 1099. We may need to educate your CPA on what we did. So you need somebody that knows what you're doing with these, but you can just give money up to $100,000 in any year per person. So if you, husband and wife, if you both got money in an IRA, you can give it from both, and there's no taxes due, better than writing it off. Ed Slott pointed this out to me about Roth IRAs, and I knew this in the code, but I'm thinking about the application of it, is there's a rule with Roth IRAs, and we're talking with a Roth, this is tax-free money, and we could get into conversions and all that kind of stuff. But for those of you out there that don't have an Roth IRA, it would be wise for you to open one and open one for your spouse, even if you put something as small as $100 in there, or $1,000 or $500, or just to put some small amount, now you have a Roth IRA open. And the reason you would want to do that soon is that you start the clock ticking on a five-year anniversary and beyond of the time that you've had a Roth IRA. Because if you later, let's just say you put $100 in a Roth IRA now, and 5 years from now, or 4 years from now, you do a Roth conversion of your regular IRA, and you got $100,000 in your Roth, and you just put it in here 4 years from now, you will have to wait 5 years before you can make a tax-free withdrawal from your Roth IRA. Whereas if you'd have started this thing now with $100, the 5 years starts clicking from the time you opened your first Roth IRA.
Wow,
in circles a little bit.
No, but I mean, that's the wisdom that's coming our way, because we got future episodes coming on IRAs via Ed Slott. We're so thankful that you listened today again to Finishing Well with Certified Financial Planner Hans Scheil. As always, we'd guide you to go to their website, cardinalguide.com. You can get the whole chapter of both the workbook and the main book there at the Seven Worries tab, which today's show was on IRAs. Hans, thank you so much for all this wisdom and for gaining it so that we can get a little understanding.
We hope you enjoyed Finishing Well, brought to you by CardinalGuide.com. Visit CardinalGuide.com for free downloads of this show or previous shows on topics such as Social Security, Medicare, IRAs, long-term care, life insurance, investments, and taxes, as well as Hans' best-selling book, The Complete Cardinal Guide to Planning for and Living in Retirement, and the workbook. Once again, for dozens of free resources, past shows, or to get Hans' book, go to CardinalGuide.com. If you have a question, comment, or suggestion for future shows, click on the Finishing Well radio show on the website and send us a word. Once again, that's CardinalGuide.com. CardinalGuide.com.